Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
Brachas daf nun amud aleph. The Mishnah on the bottom of Mem Tes Amud Beis discusses the proper nusach to use when you're being mezamen, and the Mishnah says that it depends on how many people you have. If you have three, so then you say nevarich. But says the Mishnah, if you have four, if besides for the mezibah, you have an extra person, b'shloisha v'hu, then you could say baruchu, which means that you yourself could make the zibah even without me. That's the lashon of baruch hu, that you don't need, when there's three, so you have to say devarech, we will together bench. Hashem, when you have the extra person, so then the person that's being mezamen could say baruch hu, because the three people he's talking to are enough alone to be able to make the zibah. And the Mishnah goes on to discuss the halachas of asara, and so on. The Gemara brings a member of Shmuel, that even though the Mishnah says that when you have four already, you can say the Nusach of Baruch Hu, you don't have to say Nevarich, it's still better, it's better to include yourself in the Bracha by saying the Nusach of Nevarich. So even by four, says Shmuel, it's better still to say Nevarich. And the Gemara asks the Kasha from the Mishnah, that the Lashon of the Mishnah would be Mashma, that by four you should say Baruch Hu. That's the Nusach he's supposed to use. And the Gemara is Doiche, that the Olam it's better to say Nevarich. The Mishnah just means that you could say Baruch Hu if you want. The Bach in Simon Kuf Tzadi Beis, he's going on a tour. And the tour, when he brings down the Halacha of Shmuel, that's better to say Nevarich, it's better for one to say Nevarich. He says you could say Baruch Hu, but it's better, it's always better to say Yoyser Toiv, to say the Varech. The tour goes on and speaks out, Miu im Omar Baruch Hu Yatza. If one says Baruch Hu, he's Yotze. Now the Bach is bothered that the tour just finished saying that one could say Baruch Hu. He just said it's better to say Nevarech. So it's clear that if you say Baruch Hu, you're Yotze. What does the tour mean to add over here if you're saying Baruch Hu Yatza? So one would be able to learn the tour that he's going back on even Shleisha. That even on Shleisha, where the Allah is that you're not supposed to say Baruch Hu. By Shleisha, the right Nusach would be to say Nevarech, Afal Pikei Yoytze by Baruch Hu, but the Bach assumes with a Pshitos, Chari learned it from the Mishnah, that one cannot be Yoytze with the Nusach Baruch Hu unless there's four. By three, the Halacha is that you cannot say Baruch Hu. So therefore the Bach is this Kasha with the Lashon HaTor, and he says that what the Tor must mean to say is that in a Chanami, we already know that you're Yoytze. He's not coming to say the Halacha like it would be Pashas Mashav that you're Yoytze. He's talking about four, by three la'olam you're not yotze, and he's coming to say that even though the Gemara by us brings down that the nakdonim a toifsin I say al kach, that they were very makbid to make sure to say nevarich and not to say baruch hu. We don't hold that way. We hold yotze. We hold that it's better to say it. But if someone says the other way, it's also good. We're not toifsin I say al kach. We don't get all involved and tell him you did the wrong nusach like the nakdonim did. But in a chanami says the Bach by three la'olam v'aloch is that you're not yotze, and the Torah just means to say is that it's not such a kpeda to say if one says baruch hu, if one doesn't not mekayim the din of Shmuel of saying nevarech by arba. The Magen Avraham in Siman Kuf Tzadi Beis in Siv Katan Aleph, he brings down this Bach and he says that the Bach was doichik lefarish divrei ator. He said says the Magen Avraham, the simple reading of the Torah we would learn that's going back on Shleisha, and the Torah's goof is saying that even though by Shleisha the halacha is that you must say Nevarech if you say Baruch Hu b'di'evad yoytze. And he says that if it's before Lahedya like this in the Rambazim, which is the Kitzer Piskei Arash, which the Torah wrote, before Lahedya, that if you say Baruch Hu by Gibel yoytze, and he says that's the Rabbi Yerucham also writes this way, and he says he brings a raya from the Gemara daf Memheyam and Aleph, where the Gemara is discussing the Makarios for Zimun. The Gemara brings two psukim. One pasuk the Gemara brings is Gadlu Hashem Iti and Remi Mashma Yachtov, which is a lashon of Baruch Hu, a lashon of Tzivoy for the other people to bench. You're not including yourself; you're talking to other people. Gadlu Hashem Iti, and the second pasuk that the Gemara brings, Kishem Hashem Ekra Havu Goydel Eloikeinu. Again, the Havu Goydel would make it's a lashon of Tzivoy, a lashon of Baruch Hu. And you see that the Bekairis for Zimo, the Gemara brings from these psukim. So says the Magen Avraham, it's before Lahedya, the Akapanim, it's the right nusach to use. If you use such a nusach, we can't say it's totally wrong. And therefore, even though the halacha is, it's not the nusach that the Chazal established for Shleisha, but if you use such a nusach, argues the Magen Avraham, the halacha would be that you yotze. Now the Elia Rabba, over there at Tzimakuf Tzadi Beis, it's Sifkat and Hei, He says that the pasuk the Magen Avraham brings from Gadol Hashem Iti is not such a raya, because when you say Gadol Hashem Iti together with me, that's automatically being koyle yourself in the bracha. The whole din of the varech is that you should be nichlal in the bracha. We together should make the bracha. So in Hanami, he's using a lashon tzivoy. Moshe Rabbeinu was using a lashon tzivoy when he said Gadlu, but he said Gadlu Hashem Iti, be Gadlu Hashem together with me. And therefore says El Yerabah, from that pasuk, would it be a raya, not like the Bach? And the Tzlach brings another raya, the Loika Bach. He says that it's before the Mishnah, that any time where you have the Minyan HaMetzumtzum, where you need that Minyan for the Nusach you're using, by Shloisha, by Asara, we don't use the Lashon of Baruch, we use the Lashon of Devarech. Avol B'kei says the Tzlach, we find that Bebeis HaKnesses, when we're davening with the shul, even with a minyan mitzumtzum, we only have 10 people, we still use the lashon of Nosach of Baruch Hu. We use the lashon of Baruch Hu. Now, Tosfos, in the Ramaschal Olam on the Mentesim Abayis, Tosfos really asks his kasha on Shmuel, that even when we have more than 10, Tosfos asks, the Chara Habmi and Allah is, you should be Maitzi Atzim and Achlal. And Tosfos goes on to ask, Im Kain, why in Beis HaKnesses do we use the Lashon of Baruch Hu? Why don't we say Nevarech? And the answer is that since you say HaMevarech, so that's also called being Koyle yourself in HaKlal, that's not called being Moitzi Atzim in HaKlal. And the Tzlach goes on to ask that L'chayra, that's good in Rabbi Shmuel, but Rabbi Kiva, he holds you say Baruch Hu as Hashem. He doesn't hold you say Baruch Hu as Hashem HaMevarech. And therefore it says the Tzlach, that not only is it Shver and Shmuel, but the feet of Bach, there's a problem that even with the Eved, you're not Yetzel by Minyan Mitzumtzum. So he says, Bishle with the feet of Magen Avraham, that the Magen Avraham holds, that Akapana with the Eved, you Yetzel. So even though the Chathilo, you shouldn't use such a Nusach, but says the Tzlach that since Bebeis HaKnesses is usually not a Minyan Mitzumtzum, it's usually more than 10 people, you don't usually have exactly 10 people. So therefore, since normally the nusach would be a proper nusach to use, Baruch Hu es Hashem. So Rechiyan on Tosfos Kasha, what happened to Din of Shmuel? The Lo'olam al Yotzi Atzim in HaKlal. But I can put him in the Etzem Mishnah before Shmuel says the Tzlach. It would be good, because since normally, usually, the minyan is more than 10. So therefore, they established a standard nusach to use the Lashon of Baruch Hu es Hashem, which applies by more than 10. And even though says the Tzlach that there are times where a person will find himself in a place where there's only 10 people, where there's a minyan mitzumtzum, but they didn't want to be mishtad in a nusach from the roiv pa'amim, where there's not a minyan mitzumtzum. But says that tzlach is all good lefita bagad avram, the ham mia b'di evid yoyitza. But lefita bach that b'di evid you're not yoyitza with such a nusach when you have the shir mitzumtzum, you must use a lashon of nevarech. So if Cain asks the tzlach, how could we by a minyan mitzumtzum lefita Rabbi Kiva to say baruch hu es Hashem? And that's the tzach's raya, the loika bach, who kedivri ha-magad avram, that ha-kaponim b'di evid yoyitza. Now the mogging yiboyrim, over here in Kuftzadi Beis, it's Tzivkotin Gimel, he comes to be mechadish, that the whole bach's problem, that you're not yoyitza when you say baruch hu, is only when you're not being mazker as Hashem. It's only when you're not being mazker as Hashem, when the person himself that's being mezamein, the person himself that's calling the other people to make a bracha, is masker as Hashem, so then that's automatically doesn't have the problem of being moitzi himself miklal bracha. That automatically includes him in the bracha. He himself is being masker the shame. And therefore he says that the Magen Avraham's raya, Sein Chanamin El Yo Rabba was doicha the first raya, but what's with the other raya of Havu Goydel Elekeinu? So says the Magen Giborim that the answer to that is that as long as you're being masker as Hashem, Havu Goydel Elekeinu, Ki Shem Hashem Ekra, you mask your Hashem, that's also good enough, that also has the Maila of the Varech. And therefore, the Bach will agree to such a Nusach. And therefore, he says a big Chiddush, that Ibkain, the whole Nusach of the Bach, the whole Machlaikis Bach among Avram is only when you have three. When you have three people in a Zimon, then there's a Machlaikis Bach among Avram, if the Evid you're not Yotze. But Sha'egin says about Giborim by a Zimon of Asara, or by a minyan asara in Beis HaKnesses, then there's no machlekes Magen Avraham in the Bach. But so, but there, since you masker Hashem by asara and halacha, you masker Hashem. So therefore, even if you use a lashon of Baruch Hu, even the Bach's going to be moida that b'di'evad yoyitza. And Mephizah says says the Magen Geburim, it's Maturus the Tzlach's Kasha. The Tzlach has the Kasha. What's with the Minyan Mitzvah Beis HaKnesses? Says the Magen Geburim that the Bach didn't speak about such a case. The Bach didn't speak about a Minyan Asara by Baruch Hu. He's saying Baruch Hu as Hashem. And he says that the Magen Avraham's Raya from the Kitzur Piskei Arash from the Rabbazim is also Nidche because the Kitzur Piskei Arash doesn't speak out Mefurish on Shloisha. He speaks about after he brings the whole din of the Mishnah, and we could learn up very easily that he's going back on Asara, where there the Bach is Maideh to the Magen Avraham. The Gemara, further down the Amr, the Gemara brings a memo of Rabbi Toisva, where he says that there's three people that eat together, and one of them went ahead and benched without a Zimun, did what he wasn't supposed to do. He went and he benched without a Zimun. So the halacha is that the two people that didn't yet bench, they can together make a Zimun, and he will be Yotzit, he could be Mizat Mitzarev together with them to make the Zimun. And the Gemara just speaks out that they're going to be Yotz the Chayv Zimon, and he, even though he's been starved to help them make their Zimon, but he's not going to be Yotz Chayv Zimon if he ain't Zimon the Mafreya. One can't be Yotz Chayv Zimon after he already is Mavarach Berchus Amazin, but Hamia he could still be starved to the other two to be starved for their Zimon. The Rashba speaks out that this halach of the Gemara is like the Gemara spoke out is only when one of them was Mavarach Berchus HaMazayin before the other two. But if two of the three go ahead and then Mavarach Berchus HaMazayin, and now the last one that's left wants to make a Zimun and be Mitzarev of these other two people, then says the Rashba, Allah is that you can't be Yotze Zimun. The Din of Zimun is only when two remain with, have two that remain did not yet make Berchus HaMazayin, so then the third one could be Mitzarev. And the Rosh, in Tzimach Chav Ches, says this halacha also. Now the Rosh, earlier on, is Masbid the Gemara, and Lefiz that we can understand what the estate of this din is, what's the difference if two made a Birchas HaMazon or one. The Rosh explains that the estate of this halacha, that even though this person can't be Yetzel Chayv HaZimon, he was already Mavarach Birchas HaMazon, he could still be Mitztarif. The estate is, says the Rosh, Midi Dehave, someone that ate a Olo Shal Yerek. The halacha is that even if someone didn't eat Pas Bechlal, the halacha is that he can be Mitztarif to Birchas HaMazon. So says the Rosh, therefore, even someone that already was Mavarach Berchus HaMazon also could be Mitztarf. Now if you look at the Pri Begadim, in Simon Kuf Tzadi Dalet and Eshel Avram and Sefkatan Aleph, he's Masbid, you say the loveness of the Rosh. What the Rosh means to say is that normally one would think that in order to have a Zimon, one must be Chayiv in Berchus HaMazon. One must be Chayiv in Berchus HaMazon. It's not enough that he just ate. The Rosh is showing us that from the fact that we find that someone that ate an Olo Shal Yerek could be Mitztarev to Birchas HaMazon, it's mevor that the Akapanim, the third person, only has to be that he ate. He could be Mitztarev to the Nusach of Baruch Shachal Mishaloi. That's all we need. We don't need someone that's Chayiv in Birchas HaMazon. And therefore says the Rosh, what did someone that was already Mavarach Birchas HaMazon, even though he's not any more Chayiv in Birchas HaMazon, but since he ate and he could still say Baruch Shachal Mishaloi, he could be Mitztarev to the Zimon. But a kaparim, the things that we understand why we need a kaparim, two people that are still chayiv berchus hamazon. Bistalocha by olo shal yerek, that's poshut, that if one person eats pas and two people eat olo shal yerek, there's no zimun. That's poshut over there. The halacha is that you need to have two people that are chayiv berchus hamazon, and then the third person can be olo shal yerek. So that's why over here also in this Gemara, if two people are already mevarach berchus hamazon, the third person can't make a zimun and be mitzarev two people that are already potter from the chayiv berchus hamazon. Now the El Yorabo, it's over there, it's Kuf Tzadi Dalet, it's Sefkatan Aleph, has an interesting shiloh. What's the halacha if two people ate pas, and one person was Shasa Revias, or L'chayr Huad, then he ate a Kezayis Yerek, or a Kezayis of Yerek, something that's not Chayiv Birchas HaMazon. So the halacha is right now, they could all be starved to Birchas HaMazon. What happens, asked El Yorabo, if one of the people that ate pas, we're called them Mubarak Birchas HaMazon. So now all we're left with is one that's Chayiv Birchas HaMazon, one that eats pas that's Chayiv Birchas HaMazon, one person that only ate a Kezayis of Yerek, was only Shasar Vias Mashke, Shasar Vias of Yayin, and one person that was already Mubarak Birchas HaMazon, and the Yerab has been decided to say that over there we cannot make a Zimun. And the Maimon Mordechai in Sivkot and Gimel, over there goes on, he says that it's Pashatim that you're not Mitztarif. Because the whole lumbus why this person that was already Mavarach Birchas HaMazon could be Mitztarif is like the Rosh says, because he's Loigar for someone that ate an Olo Shal Yerek. But says the Maimon Mordechai over here, It's going to come out. It's like you have two people that ate an Olah Shel Yerek. Because there's only one person that's still Chayv and Birchas HaMazon that ate Pas. So you can't use one person that ate an Olah Shel Yerek and one person that was Eichel Pas and was already Bevarach Birchas HaMazon. That would be like being Mitztarif, two people with that ate an Olah Shel Yerek. Now, my Mordechai speaks out that we can't say that it's mamish like someone that ate a Kazayah Shel Yerek. Because says the Maimer Mordechai, the R Rishonim that hold that by Kazayah Shel Yerek only works for Zeman Asara and doesn't work for Zeman Shleisha Bechlal. By Zeman Shleisha, all three have to eat pas. So says the Maimer Mordechai that we have to say that there is a mile over here over Olah Shel Yerek, but Afal Pikeni assumes that the Pshitos, and that in the case of the Elia Rabba, in the case where the one that ate pas was Kadam of Baruch Berchus Amazin, and he only left over one other person that ate pas, the halacha is that you don't make Azima. And he goes out to speak out to Maimer Mordechai, and the Biar Halacha brings this down, that what the halacha is that who adin if you have four people, and two of them are Baruch Berchus Amazin. Or even says to Maimer Mordechai's Betzadet, say even if there's five people, and Roiv of them were Baruch Berchus Amazin without Azimon, three of them were Baruch Berchus Amazin without Azimon, doesn't matter, as long as there's two people left that ate pas, and still Chayim and Birchas HaZimon, they could use any of the other people to be mitzaref with them to make their Zimon. It doesn't matter that Roiv of the Zimon already made a Birchas HaMazon. It's not Malo Moirid. As long as there's two people left, there's enough of a Zimon. There's enough for two people that now a third person can be mitzaref to them. Says the Maimer Mordechai, the halacha would be that you could still make a Birchas HaMazon. You could still make a Zimon. There's an interesting Magen Avram later on in Tzim Kuf Tzadi Zion. It's of Kutta Dal, where over there the Shulchan Aruch brings down the halacha that someone eats a Kazayis Yerek, the halacha is that he can starve the two other people that he passed to make a Zimun. The Magen Avraham brings down from Aguda that's only Kozman, he doesn't make a Bracha Achroina. Over there, once he makes a Bracha Achroina, then he can't be Mitztarf anymore. By someone ate pass, that's Ergamora, that the halacha is that even if he was already Mavarach Birchas HaMazon, he could still be Mitztarf. Is Hamia Yerek Fias to gather them with paths. But someone that just wants to be Mitzaref Al Ochel Kazayis Shel Yerek, then once he makes a Bracha Achroina, the halacha is that he already loses his whole Tziruf and he can't be Mitzaref together with them to make a Zimun. Even though the Rosh spoke out Gufa that the Yisoid of the Lomdis, why when someone is already Mavarach Berchus HaMazon is because he's Loigara for someone that ate a Kazayis Shel Yerek, Afal became someone that ate a Kazayis Shel Yerek, once he makes the Bracha Achroina, he loses his whole did to be mitzaref with them. Tzarech bir exactly why, but come on, that's the halacha that the Magen Avraham brings from the Aguda. The Mishnah on the bottom of the Amud, the Mishnah brings down the halacha that gimel sha'achu ka'achas ein mishon lechalak. They can't split up, and the Mishnah says who I did four, who I did five. If they split up, they're not going to have a zimun. But says the Mishnah, once you have six people eating together, then the halacha is that they don't have to all betch together. They can split up. You can split up three and three. Ad asara, v'asara in a chlokim ad chaf. Once you have 20, then you could split up. You could split up 10 and 10. Now Rashi, on top of the Amud, when the Gemara brought down this Mishnah earlier, Rashi writes, shusha de chlokim im rotzu lechalik. The Mishnah doesn't mean to say you have to split up, you're supposed to split up. It means if you want. You're allowed to split up. There's no halacha that you have to bench together. Now the Darkei Moshe, in the an Ois Beis in Tzibu Kuf Tzadi Gimel, he writes that not only do you not have to be Mechalik, but he says it's better not to be Mechalik. It's Adivas not to be Mechalik. You could, the Halach is, you're not being Mevatel the Zimun. When you have 3, 4, or 5, then you're not allowed to be Mechalik. You're being Mevatel Zimun. Mashiach, you have 6, the Mishnah is saying that you're allowed to be Mechalik, you're not allowed to be Mevatel, you're not being Mevatel Zimun anymore. So there's a Rishus Lechalik. But it's still Adif, says the Darkei Moshe, to not be Mechalik, because there's an Indian of Roiv Am Hadras Melech. It's better to make more people together. Now, the Darkei Moshe himself is beforeish talking about Esrim, the din of Esrim, that 20 can be Mechalik, that 20 people allowed to be Mechalik to two. He says it's better not to. The Mishnah Brura, in Sefer Kuf Tzadi Gimel over there, in Sefer Katan Yud Aleph, he brings down from Kabach Roinim, that's who I did 6. The Darkei Moshe doesn't mean Dafka 20, who I did by 6. The halacha is that Darkei Moshe holds. Better al brave am. It's better to have more people in a zimon. It's better to make one big zimon of 6 than to split it up into 3 and 3. And the Taz and Sifkatan Gimel the Shulchan Aruch, the Darkei Moshe does it before the Rabba over there does it before bring down this din of the Darkei Moshe. He only speaks about the din of Roivam Hadras Melech later on in Sif Beis, where over there the Shulchan Aruch discussed the Echatimtza, where they didn't mamish eat together, and therefore they're not mechuyev to make a zimun. They just couldn't make a zimun. Over there, the Rama brings down halacha that hami it's better to make a zimun together because of the din of Roiv Am Hadras Melech. Now the Taz is done whether or not this that the Rama writes that Sif Beis Roiv Am Hadras Melech is it also going back on the whole Sif Aleph where over there the Shulchan Aruch discusses the different halachas that you're allowed to be mechalik. Is it going back on that also? And the Taz says that l'chayr it's very shver to say that there's a halacha of Roiv Am Hadras Melech here. But he says, if there's a din of Reiv Amadus Melech, he brings that later on, there's a machlekes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, what happens if there's a lot of people sitting together, and they bring an or, a Matzah Shabbos, where there's a din Bayer Meira Eish, and Beis Shammai says that every person should make a bracha by himself, and Beis Hillel says that one person should make a bracha on the Eish, to be mighty everyone. And the reason is, of Reiv Amadus Melech. Ask the Taz, why didn't Beis Hillel say that everyone could make a bracha by themselves? It's just a nice thing of Reiv Am Hadras Melech. But he still doesn't give us another choice. He says the way to do it is that one person should make a bracha for everyone. So if, says the Taz, it would apply over here, the din of Reiv Am Hadras Melech, then the din should be that you should have the Mishnah should write and the Shulchan Aruch should bring that you should have to do it together. Maybe the Shulchan Aruch can add that if you don't do it together, you're not being Mevatel Zimun. But I can put in the din of Reiv Am Hadras Melech. In the story of Beis Hillel, he didn't say that you could split up, and also it's better to do it together. He said the din is to do it together, and therefore says the Taz that the halacha is not like this, not like what it says in Darkei Moshe, and the halacha is that you have rishus to split up. And he explains what happened to the inyan of Reiv Am Hadras Melech. He says, but over here, if we do it all together, we have the maila of Reiv Am Hadras Melech. Mashiach, when we split up, says the Taz, there's also a maila. There's a maila of chiluk brachos. There's a maila that there should be not only one big mezimun, there should be two zimun. Two people making the Zimun. And therefore says the Taz, there's a mile on each way. There's a mile of Chiluk Brachos. And there's a mile of Reivam. And therefore we have a choice. Therefore we have a shus, which one to go. Should we do the Chiluk Brachos? Or should we do the Reivam Hadras Melech? And he explains that the difference between the story of Beis Hillel, over there we don't say that it's better to have Chiluk Brachos. He says, because over here, even when we split up, there is an inyan of Reivam. We are having a kiyum somewhat of Reiv Am, even when we split up, and therefore it's equal, the Chiluk Brachos with the Mixas Reiv Am, to the Reiv Am of having the whole 6 together, the whole 20 together. And the Shartzion, over there in Sifkatan Tess, he brings that the Tosfos Rebbe Yehuda would be mashma like the Darkei Moshe, because he learns up in the Gemara a little earlier, he explains what was the Gemara says that why in the Reish Galusa, the story, but the Reish Galusa, the Gemara said that they split up and they made Zimuns of Gimel. And they said, why don't they make a Zimun of 10? They should split up into 10s. So that way they wouldn't be Mevatel, Askaras Shem in the Zimun. They shouldn't be Mevatel the Din of Asara. And the Gemara says the reason they didn't want to do that was, Shama Reish Galusa ve'ikbad. He'll be mocked, but the Reish Galusa won't be happy that they're all making their own Zimuns, each one by itself. And the Tosfos Rebbe Yehuda speaks out over there that the reason why there would be a kpeita of the Reish Galusa, why would the Reish Galusa be makbid, is because of the din of Reiv Am Hadras Melech. It would be mashma that even when it's better to do everyone together than to split up 10-10. Now the Shartzion is Sfkat and Yuri brings that the Rambam's Lashon is very strongly mashma that l'chatchila gomer to be mechalik. He says, he even sounds like a little bit that you should be mechalik. But like upon him, it's zichar, not mashma, like the Darkei Moshe, that there's an inyan of not to be mechalik. And he brings that the sheet of Kubetzes, Hashem, the Raivit, a little on top of the Amud by us, in the Sugya of Shmuel, of the Olam Al Yotzi Atzeis, Adam and Aklal, over there he speaks out, the Raivit says, that there's a lechatchila, that you should be mechalik. Not only is it equal to a shus, like the Taz says, lechatchila one should split up. Because if you don't split up, you might use a lashon of baruchu. And we don't like to use a lashon of baruchu. So therefore it's better to split up, so that way you won't come to, by mistake, use a lashon of baruchu. You'll use a lashon of nevarech, which Shmuel says is odif. But Dar Sameach, in Hilchos Brachos, in Perakei Halacha Yud, he brings a raya that there's no mitzvah l'chalik. Not like this raya, there's akapadim no mitzvah l'chalik. He says that the Gemara brings a story earlier on, that Rav Chama, when the Rabbi Reish Kalusa was trying to see if there, maybe there's 100 people to make a Zima together of 100 people. And Ravina said, you don't need it, because Hachi Amarav Alach Kriya B'Kiva, and there's no difference between 10 and 100. The Nusach of the Bracha is the same. Esar Sameach, if there would be a mitzvah l'chalik, then he should have told him, not only do you not need it, it's not good to do this way. We should split up, and each we should only do with tens. Leitzrichas is mashma that you don't need it, but it's fine, you can make a Zimun of Meya. Esar Sameach, that l'chayra, if we pass it like Kriya B'Kiva, that there's no difference between the Nusach of Meya and Esar, then we shouldn't do Meya. We should have had you not do Meya, we should have had you do Asara Asara, k'day to be mechalik, like the Rai that says, Elamai says Esar Sameach, l'chayra, it's a Raya kaponim. That there's a kapanim no mitzvah l'chalik, and Yesh Leimer, maybe you have the Daki Moshe or the Taz, maybe there's an Inyan l'chatchila to do together, or maybe like the Taz, that it's a Rishos, so you can do either way you want.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.